Adam and Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Darren.
Okay, October is all about breast cancer awareness, or cancer awareness in general, but commonly known as the Pink Month. The Pink Walk is coming up again this Sunday.
Correct, yeah, this Sunday the 24th of October. It's kicking off about 10 a.m. at the Bluff Devonport, just near the skate park there.
Everyone's encouraged to turn out in your pink, go for a walk and raise a bit of money. So do they just pay a fee and then that money goes to the McGrath Foundation? Is that what happens?
Yeah, that's right. So we're just asking for a gold coin donation for the people that turn up. We encourage everyone to wear their pink. We're having prizes for the best dressed. We always have people who get very creative.
Yeah.
Yeah, so gold coin donation when you turn up.
Coffee van or some food vans there as well?
We do, yes. We've got a coffee van, we've got an ice cream van, we've got lots of raffles, we've got a jumping castle, yeah, lolly bags, cookies, and then we've also got a shave as well. So my 8-year-old son, Toby, he's got quite long hair.
Yeah.
And it's trim, so he's got a GoFundMe page and he's cutting his hair around about 10:30 on the day as well, which is quite exciting.
Oh, fantastic. So just look for Toby Banks.
Yeah, there's a GoFundMe page, so just jump on our Facebook page, you can find the link there. So he's aiming for 2,000. He's about halfway now, so he's going well.
Right. The walk starts at the Bluff. Where does it go again?
We're just heading around to the Spirit of the Sea statue and back again. So it's not a very big walk. We do have a lot of breast cancer survivors and those doing treatment as well at the moment who do turn up. So we don't make it too long, and people can stop and turn whenever they like and then head back to us at the starting point.
Great. A Facebook auction, is that right?
Yeah, we have a Facebook auction on our main Century 21 page. So we have over 50 items on there at the moment that are all going well with bids on them.
Yeah.
We stopped the auction about lunchtime on the 31st of October. So the person with the highest bid on those items, when we press stop, will win the item for that amount.
Righto. So the money going to the McGrath Foundation as usual?
Yeah, it does. Yep, it'll go here to Tracy Beattie, and then Tracy just distributes it herself to people here on the coast who may need some specialty bras or some petrol vouchers, massage vouchers, anything that can help people going through treatment.
Excellent. All right, Sunday, starting at the Bluff at 10 a.m. Yep?
Correct, that's right.
All right, anything else you want to mention, guys?
No, you've done well. Jump on the page, support us, and once again, a big thank you to our community. The business has been absolutely fantastic, plus the members of the public as well. And we've also got one other final thing coming up at the end of the month.
We're actually going to finish off our month this year on the 31st of October with a bike display over in Latrobe.
Yep.
So the details for that is also on our page. There's going to be some beautiful motorbikes over there, old and new. There'll be sausage sizzles, some raffles. So.
And that's being run and organised by Emma's dad, Peter Bellchambers from Railton. So he's a bike lover himself, and he's got lots of his mates involved to come to his house on the day. And once again, raffles, sausage sizzles, old and new bikes. It should be another fantastic day to end the month.
Right, so that's on the 31st.
That's on the 31st. And our details for that are also on our Facebook page.
All right. Good on you guys. Thanks a lot.
Beautiful. Thanks, Darren.
Okay, Adam and Amanda from Century 21.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for your support.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.